The Kansas Post-Race Reaction Edition of Podcast coming up next on a 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. We're going 3-Wide.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race, they're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time again, once again, for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Y'all know what it is. Coming at you from Manhattan, Kansas, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3. Once again, for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Here, Manhattan, Kansas, the post-race edition of the podcast on this beautiful evening here out here in Manhattan, Kansas. And guess what? Coming at you from outside. Usually we're in an EG3 garage area, but we decided to change it up a little bit and hang out in the backyard of course yours truly, EG3's place, where we're going to be doing the post-race edition here this evening. Of course, joining me as always, Big D here with the setup here, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. What's up, y'all? And oh, by the way, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast is all about the latest in the world of motorsports. We're talking about the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three best divisions in all of motorsports. And yes, I'm freshly coming from Kansas over the weekend, where pretty much, and this might be my biased opinion, obviously, but damn it, we saw some fantastic racing. Obviously, the trucks put on a hell of a show last Friday night. And of course, the Cup Series, in my opinion, of course, is probably the best race I've seen. And maybe because I've seen the package first offhand or whatnot, but Big D, it was ridiculous. The Truck Series race ended in who would have thought? Ross Chastain come up in big late in the race, capitalizing on Stuart Friesen's, the 52T's mistake, and Brad Keselowski. Keselowski was about to go a lap down in the middle of the race toward the end of stage two, and as usual, when it's in the fourth quarter of these races, you always stumble on the two car being in the mix. And that's exactly what happened last Saturday night up in Kansas City. And you're listening to a guy that's freshly coming off of races. To me, Texas was okay in my opinion, but seeing it firsthand under the lights, mile and a half package, oh yeah, I saw some tremendous racing. It was intense. Especially the Truck Series race was very intense. And of course the Cup Series race, This thing was up for grabs. And it seems like all over the board. But Harvick, we'll get to that. And we'll just stay in the Truck Series race here for a little bit. And I gave you spoilers already. Ross Chastain begging it, putting it in the bank, cashing in on Stuart Friesen's mistake, or really the team, or whatever you want to call it, miscommunications, Friesen not filling the tank up, and cost him a first victory in the trucks. That crown belongs to Ross Chastain in the 45 truck for Nice Motorsports. Put Nice on the map in the Truck Series. And Chastain keeps the top 10 streak alive. Another streak came to an end over the weekend. I'll get to that here in a little while here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. But Ross Chastain, holy cow. I mean, I've heard all of the discussion and whatnot. We've seen it on television how hard he races. This guy is a true hard racer. You're talking about him. This guy's old school. And, you know, we're in a generation now of, you know, you've heard comments of Tony Stewart, whatnot, you know, the drivers being too spoiled or whatnot, coming up here and getting free rides and whatnot. But this cat right here, Ross Chastain, getting it done, doing it the hard fashion way. And of course, we know the story going in to the season. Obviously, he had that 42 ride going in, the Xfinity ride coming into this year, supposedly, in quotation marks, had that ride. And it all got taken away from, of course, DC Solar. I don't need to go down that rabbit hole, whatnot. They got in trouble, and it cost Ross Chastain a possible opportunity to really be in the mix for that Xfinity Championship. It turns out to be, nope, no sir, we're not going to do that. So why not compete in all three divisions like we have seen him do in the 19th campaign, racing hard, and he delivered big time. He obviously, on this 45 truck, unloaded fast, qualified in the top five, and he was right in the mix all night long. Did not give up. Chastain started, if I have the stats up here, we have our screen outside here in the EG3 garage area. He started sixth in this race, hung around the top five majority of the night, and I don't know how the broadcast was on the television. Obviously, I was at the racetrack with my crew, so I wasn't able to watch the race, and I am planning on going back to watching the television event of this race here at some point this week. But holy cow, Ross Chastain, one of the saves of the night in this race. The other one, Stuart Friesen, had another great save throughout this race, but this is mind-boggling. Switching gears over the 52 truck of Stuart Friesen, it's mind-boggling. That truck was an absolute rocket winning the first two stages of this race. I thought for sure Friesen, this is going to be the night that he gets that first truck series win. And then you have a complete bleep up on pit road, not putting a full tank of gas in there, and then having the urgency, or whatever one of this, the guts to stay out there knowing that you're going to be short on fuel there at the end. And big deal, though, what happened to the music right there? We'll shut it right there. We'll cut it down right there. So, but anyways, back to my point. Friesen out of gas there, coming with less than five laps to go. Ross Chastain has seized part of that, seized part of for him, and he definitely earned it there. I'm not taking anything away from him, but this guy, hashtag ultimate wheelman in NASCAR right now. How this guy does not have an absolute competitive ride in the Xfinity series or Cup series or any series really is beyond me, but he is proven. He is complete. He has, whether it's the Xfinity series, the truck series, or even the Cup series, where he has outdriven that equipment to where it's not supposed to be finishing in that. Ross Chastain, he's old school, man, and this is what I like about him. Old school, goes about his business, race you hard all the way to the final lap, whatever precision it is, where for the race win for eighth, where we have seen Chastain in this truck series, and I know, and he's gained a fan in me for sure. Ross Chastain, bring home a win Friday night. The emotion was off the charts, Big D. Man, he was pumped up after the victory. Obviously, you know, seeing this live in person, I was pumped up, but at the same time, kind of a little shocked, because the fact that the 52 truck, Stuart Friesen, he's had opportunities to win, especially over the last couple years. Goes back to Texas, he had a fast truck there, and I thought for sure Friesen was untouchable in parts of this race. The Digital Ally 250, the truck, Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, was off this week. They're off again this weekend. They'll be back on track next weekend. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 rolling here on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're recording this on May 14th, and this is going to go up probably either tomorrow night or Thursday. And of course, I'll remind you guys again, you're going to be hearing a double dose of me this week. I'll be on a Loose Lug podcast tomorrow night. You better check that out. It's going to be good times. I cannot wait to chat this race with the Loose Lugs boys, AJ and Ryan. But Stuart Friesen still has no truck wins in his career. And yeah, this is a missed opportunity for him. And we'll get the missed opportunities here with the Cup Series, especially with Alex Bowman. But Friesen, this is a total... I'm going to keep it clean. This is a total mess up by that crew. Screwing over. His crew pretty much screwed Stuart over Friday night. Man, you're this close not only to getting your first victory, but you're going to get an automatic ticket to this year's playoffs in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series. And that's just heartbreak city for that team. Gotta feel bad for Stuart Friesen. Stuart Friesen is not even in the top 10. Did not finish in the top 10 in this race. So that's even more humiliating than it was for him. But absolutely, that's got to be devastating for a team that's been strong, really, from the outgo this year. And really, you have to be disappointed to not get that victory here. Especially, you had an opportunity to get that victory. And here you are, deep here in the 19 campaign, and you don't have that win. So that crown, like I said at the top of the show, belongs to Ross Chastain, stealing the thunder of Stuart Friesen and others. Let's go to that top 10 rundown, starting at number 10, Harrison Burton, finishing in the 10th spot there for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Kyle Busch Motorsports having a great night over the weekend. Riley Hurst in that 46, bringing home in the ninth position, Brett Moffitt. Now, you know, Ross Chastain wins, overshadows the incident with eventually the 8th, 7th, and 8th place finishers. Talking about Grant Enfinger finished 7th and Brett Moffitt 8th. Enfinger led 47 laps in this race, and Enfinger was racing pretty hard. He was really racy throughout the night. He was in contention to win stage 2. Obviously, that went to Stuart Friesen there. But Enfinger, he had an opportunity there as well to be right there in the mix for the win late. And he and Brett Moffitt getting together in stage 2. Moffitt saves it off the wall. And Enfinger, Moffitt, they are close quarters at each other. Moffitt, I mean, I didn't watch the television version, obviously. And this battle was going on for like at least 10 laps, Big D. And all of a sudden, Moffitt gets loose. He manages to hang off, to keep it off the wall. Enfinger had a little damage to the rear of the truck. That cost him an opportunity to win this race for sure. Matt Crafton finishing in 6th spot. There, your top 5, Brandon Jones. He at one point spun off turn number 4. That is the action spot for a Kansas Speedway. And those are where my seats are at for the last few years. Turn number 4, because action, activity, that corner, that turn for every reason has been the hot spot for trouble at that racetrack. And Brandon Jones spun, and somehow at the end of the night, putting that third entry of the Kyle Busch Motorsports truck in the 5th spot right there. Austin Hill, tremendous run. This is probably one of the more quiet statistics of the evening. Austin Hill coming home in the 4th position. Remember, he won the season opener at Daytona. Great run for that 16 truck. And then a much, much needed run for the 4 of Todd Gilliland, finishing in the 3rd spot. That is a confidence booster for him moving forward. And then the ever so quiet Thor Sport entry of Ben Rhodes, runner-up spot to Ross Chastain. I tell you, Ben Rhodes, he gets lost in the conversation there. And I might have said this already last week or a couple. I've mentioned this several times on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Ben Rhodes, probably one of the more forgotten drivers in the sport due to the fact that, yeah, you got Grant Enfinger running good. Johnny Sauter coming off of a win last week. I'll get to him momentarily. Crafton running pretty good. But Ben Rhodes, again, fourth quarter, Ben Rhodes trying to step up, and he comes up a spot short, and obviously the spotlight belongs to Ross Chastain in the 45 truck. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR podcast, hanging outside here in MHK, Manhattan, Kansas, Eddie Gritter III. Here the guys on this post-race reaction edition of the podcast, Talking Kansas. Johnny Sauter had issues early, and that really cost him. He ended up finishing in the 22nd spot. He came back out later to finish 22nd. Stuart Friesen, the dominant truck, clearly, of the evening, finished 15th, and he led a total of 87 laps in this one. And then, obviously, I talked about it a few moments ago about turn number 4, and I wasn't even paying attention. I was chatting with one of my dudes, and all of a sudden, a black truck just went up in the air. I didn't know who it was at the time, and then all I saw at the corner of my left eye, folks, was the N29 sponsor, and it had to be one thing, Natalie Decker. Another scary event right there for the EG3 alum Natalie Decker, who finished 25th right there, and her team's pit box was diagonal right across from where we were sitting, so we had a good view of the pit box right there. But again, man, she's had some tough luck here in her first year in the trucks. I know it's a part-time gig that she's doing right now. We've had her on this podcast. And again, if you have not listened to the interview on this podcast, I definitely encourage you guys to do that. She was very sweet. And of course, we had Nick Sanchez on as well. So we've had a couple of the young up-and-coming stars of the sport on this podcast. If you have not checked it out, go listen to it. It's a good listen for you guys out there who are big fans of 3Wide NASCAR podcast. And those who are first-timers, go there and check out the archives of 3Wide NASCAR podcast. You don't want to miss a moment. But yeah, Natalie Decker. Folks, another scary wreck, scary event there. Of course, when it comes to that, we all remember the scary fire incident at Daytona there, and then here as well, up the truck, up in the air, and heavy damage to the front of that truck right there. Cost her the night to pack up pretty much early right there. So, not a good evening for that 54 truck right there. And Sheldon Creed, we saw, for a moment there, we saw him go up and back down pit road multiple times there. And remember, Sheldon Creed was in contention to win Dover last week. And of course, that contact there getting loose by Harrison Burton right there cost him a shot there at contending for the win. Sheldon Creed finished in the 19th position. That's kind of a rundown look at the Digital Ally 250 from Friday night from Kansas Speedway, where Ross Chastain takes crown of the victory right there. His first ever Gainer Outdoor Truck Series and putting Nice Motorsports on the map. And Ross Chastain continues to prove them haters wrong. Eddie Gritter III for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, switching gears over to the Monster Energy Cup boys. And man, the package on television, it's something else, right? But you gotta look at what has taken place. You know, we had there are some questions out there about the package going into this race. Okay, we saw a great race at Richmond few weeks ago. That's on a short track under lights. How this package was going to do under lights? Well, I be damned. I tell you what. probably after stage one, probably this thing got turned up. I mean, we saw lead changes, and I gotta tell you something. This race changed again. This was a curtain copy of what we saw the EG3 gang saw last fall. Kevin Harvick dominating the race, and we're like, oh boy, here we go. Harvick on rails, and clearly, like Stuart Friesen, the dominant car of this race for sure. Harvick, Chuderis, and they have yet to go to victory lane this year, and they still ain't gotten to victory lane yet this year. As we go into this All-Star weekend here, this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And I tell you what, Harvick, that, it was looking pretty alarming there really early, that Harvick went the winner of stage one, and then everything just changed in stage two there. Chase Elliott, every time we were watching that, keeping an eye on that Napa car is making moves. And obviously, before this race even started, there were 11 cars, folks, that had start at the rear of the field once again due to not passing tech. So there's good, and Chase Elliott was one of those cars. Martin Truex Jr., who had a rough night. Joey Logano had an off night. Some of these big players had off nights. And this was one of the more, in my opinion, one of the more weirder Kansas races that you're going to ever see. Probably for one, this package. And number two, you had guys that you see normally contend had some off nights. I mentioned three of them, or actually two of them. Logano, Kyle Larson had a start from the back of the field as well. Eric Almirola, part of that equation as well. But yeah, Chase Elliott was making moves early in this race. And then stage two got to a point where Harvick's car started to turn a little bit on the worst side. Chase Elliott got to stage two, and I thought, oh man, here we go. Chase Elliott going to go back to battle Kansas? That was not going to happen there. Once again, the story for the third week in a row, it's not the winner, Brad Keselowski, who came out of really nowhere. That car was not handling well through 3/4 of this race, and all of a sudden you look up and you see the American colors of the two car, which my buddy is an Alex Bowman fan, so he was really wanted Alex Bowman to win that race. And man, I felt bad right there at the end. But Alex Bowman finishing second for the third straight week, and he makes history. He joins a mountain of drivers who have gotten three straight consecutive second place finishes, joining the likes of Jeff Gordon. I think Bobby Allison was on that list there. Kyle Larson was on that list. Casey Kane on that list as well. So he's in good company there, but on the bad side, a missed opportunity. I talked about missed opportunities already on this podcast there, as that dog over there is getting in trouble. A little play-by-play here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. But hey man, Alex Bowman, again, this team's found something. I don't know what it is. I mean, yeah, we were questioning it here after Talladega. Oh, it's second place. It's speedway racing, me. Everybody has a chance to finish good and all this other stuff. But here, yes, Chase Elliott, he won that a couple weeks ago down in Alabama. And Bowman, last week, he and Martin Truex Jr. started from the back of the field again there. Truex first, Bowman second. Bowman started where he was supposed to go. And I tell you what, man, Bowman, it felt like it had one of those feelings, guys, that it was going to be the night. It was going to be the night that Bowman was going to go to victory lane. But again, cautions, precautions, and I got this saved for later, this miscommunication problem for NASCAR and where they're lining up. I got that saved for after the intermission. But Bowman, again, I have a feeling this might be going off the bolts out a little bit, but I would not be surprised to see Alex Bowman end up in victory lane here within the next couple weeks. And I'm thinking it's either going to be Pocono or even the 600. And that might be stretching a little bit, but the way this team has been running, and Bowman, you mean, you got to cash in at some point, right? You mean, you hear we say it all the time here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. You run good enough, top five, you're leading laps, all this other stuff, you're going to get the victory lane sooner or later. But I felt like Kansas, this was the opportunity to really, really cash in and put the check in the bank there. And Bowman did not, because Keselowski had other ideas in the mix and got it done. Keselowski, like I said at the top of the broadcast, he literally came out of nowhere, and he was about to go a lap down Chase Elliott. I mean, he was all right there coming into the stage two there, but at one point, he was definitely going to go a lap down. And Paul Wolf, yet again, Mr. Fourth Quarter, making the right adjustments and putting that two car again in a spot where, all right, I mean, you already have two wins in the bank, all right? You got a chance to get those bonus points. He did just that. So, Keselowski, win number three of the year and win number two at Kansas in his career. Right there, using the 3Y NASCAR podcast, talking Kansas, Eddie Gritter III, EG3, out here enjoying some nice evening weather here outside of the backyard. Here we're talking Kansas, Eddie Gritter III, Big D, 3Y NASCAR podcast. We are just moving along here. The Xfinity Series was not racing this weekend. There won't be race back on track until the end of the month. What I'm overshadowing all this here, I wasn't really paying attention to this until I put on the NASCAR app and then I saw this. All right. And we saw it like unfold between our eyes late in this race. Obviously, that final restart between Erik Jones and Clint Bowyer. And I'm going to put Clint on blast right here. All right. Okay. So, this is late in the race, right? And Erik Jones, and I got to see some of the TV footage on Sunday where Erik Jones and Clint Bowyer had a real estate problem there. Erik Jones, I guess, went to block whatever Clint Bowyer's run there, and Clint Bowyer was pissed, and he said he should have wrecked him. His post-race comments was all that, and then Clint Bowyer apparently, I did not pay attention to this, obviously, because me and my buddy were chatting about Alex Bowman. But apparently, Erik Jones, and we saw it on the news yesterday, the local news, right here in Manhattan. We saw it here, obviously, Clint Bowyer from right here in the state of Kansas, Emporia, Kansas. Obviously, the hometown boy. This was his best run here in Kansas in a long-ass time. I mean, he's out to lunch every time we've seen him. I mean, Clint Bowyer, he struggles at this place, but for the first time in a long time, really, since the MWR days, Michael Waltrip Racing, he put on a good show. I thought it was pretty good, but apparently Clint was pissed at Erik Jones. Erik Jones, I mean, there are some Twitter comments about Erik Jones was too, quote-unquote, chicken to get out of his car, but Clint pretty much was ticked and went straight over to the 20 car and had his share words right there. And I tell you what, if it was stage two, a little bit earlier in stage two, maybe a little bit in there, I might give him a little leash there. But everybody's battling for opportunity. This is for Erik. Erik's battling for the win. And Erik Jones, he was the best Joe Gibbs car of the field. You would have told me that, I would have told you he would have been probably the third best to Kyle Busch or Truex. But apparently, that 20 car was on something. that sounded bad, but he was on something on Saturday night. He was racy, and this might be because Martin Truex Jr. is racing for him, but gotta get a nod to Erik Jones right there. You don't want to give those, and everybody's complaining about being little pansies about not racing hard or whatnot. I mean, at the same time, I see what Clint is upset about. I mean, you want that spot, but at the same time, this is the overtime. Overtime, Erik Jones battling for the race lead, and he's trying to protect his position right there. I have no problem with that. With that move right there, apparently Clint did, and he also all pissed off about it. But I gotta tell you, man, you gotta fight for it, buddy. There's no way around this one. I'm with Erik on this one here. At that same point, I mean, if this was very early in the race, yeah, that's no excuse there. But this is late in the race, especially with two laps to go. I mean, you can't cry over something like that. I'm sorry. And even, yeah, Clint with the best personality, in my opinion, NASCAR. But come on, Clint, baby. I mean, you got to earn that. You can't expect Eric Jones to lean to the side right there and give it to you. That's just not how it's going to go right there. So, Clint Boyer crying after the race right there. I mean, come on, baby. This is two laps to go. Eric Jones is battling for the win. You're battling for the win also. Not only that, but a chance to improve your position. I know he was crying because, quote-unquote, crying or whatever he wanted, is because he wanted to finish that. He wanted that spot. This is not first stage early in the race. This is late in the race. This is crunch time, baby. You don't have time for all that other stuff to go on. Eric Jones, he had a full right there to basically protect his position right there. And Eric Jones finished third. Clint Boyer, you still finished the top five. I don't know what you're crying about. But yeah, apparently he wanted Eric Jones to move out of the way. And Eric Jones wasn't going to have none of that stuff right there. So that, my friends, is story right there. Eric Jones manning up right there. So, but yeah, I mean, guys, come on. I mean, if it's late in a race like that, I expect whether you're a veteran driver or a person that's trying to make a hay in the sport to race hard less than five laps to go. You can't, if you let somebody pass you, you move over to the side less than two laps to go, you shouldn't be in the Cup Series. That's, I mean, we saw it right in our before our eyes right there. And Eric Jones had a save right there. Clint Boyer made contact. We saw it right in front of us right there. Eric Jones saved it. And that afforded itself right there. But man, oh man, we saw some intense racing. And, you know, before we go to our intermission break here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, thank you for listening to tonight's post-race edition of the podcast. Eddie Gritter III here with you guys tonight on this gorgeous Tuesday night here in Manhattan, Kansas. But man, the racing, it was very intense, and we saw four wide constantly off of turn two, and sometimes coming towards us off of turn number three, where we were saying that there. And listen to the twos on order episode earlier about this package and how it's easy to drive and all that. Somebody said their grandmother can drive that race car right now, the way that package is set up right now. Yeah, we saw, other than the cautions and whatnot, most of the cautions were for debris or stage race or whatnot, but we have not seen the usual, you know, wrecks contact because this package, man, baby, this package is easy to drive, baby. You can do what you want to do. Put it four wide, put it five wide, especially on a mile and a half track like Kansas. We saw it a little bit. We've seen it here and there, Atlanta especially, early this year. So, we saw a little contact here and there. Suarez not communicating there with Truex there. Yeah, on that front, it was a frustrating night itself for my driver, Truex. On that front, it was just, yeah, miserable. The team communications was probably the comical it has been in some time. But, yeah, there were a lot of F-bombs thrown in with that team and where they were running. Very surprised, you know, of how they really, Joe Gibbs Racing, really. Denny Hamlin had another issue with another tire problem, another issue with that. So the 11 teams, they got to get that figured out. I mean, that's the second straight week that they've had an issue with a rear tire go down. If you remember, Denny Hamlin had his struggles at Dover once again last week for that. So, I mean, that team's got to get it figured out. But Kyle Busch, the other nugget of this deal here, we talk about Truex off night. Kyle Busch was battling for a top 10 spot late in this race right here, and he tried to make a three wide contact, and the top 10 streak is a wrap for Kyle Busch. So there's that right there for him. He had to go down multiple times, and the crowd where we were sitting at, they were cheering and standing and laughing at him there, as they always do at Kansas when he has trouble at the racetrack. So that was pretty good. And we're gonna get to some of these guys that, I mean, Stenhouse took the lead late in this race as well. Chris Buescher, he ended up finishing in the top 10 in this one. He had a great run, scoring stage points in both stage one and stage two. What a night he's having. And finally, I talked about him finishing in the fourth quarter. here on the Throughout NASCAR podcast. He did just that. We're going to take an intermission break right now here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Before we do that, let's take care of some business real quick and follow me at at EG3 underscore Fast Eddie. Again, you can follow me at EG3 underscore Fast Eddie. You can find the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know what it is. Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast. And I'm finally caught up with uploading all the episodes, recent episodes of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. You can find us also on SoundCloud. Just type in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 and it should easily pull it up. And speaking of which, we got an official giveaway announcement at the end of the podcast. Stay tuned for that. But when we come back, got your full field rundown and EG3 helmet stickers and more when we come back to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We're taking a pit stop right now.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
NASCAR podcast rolling along on this gorgeous evening here in the MHK. Eddie Gritter III, aka EG3, 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, Gator Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Standings for the Gator Outdoor Truck Series after Kansas, Grant Emminger hangs on to the points lead, or actually reassumes the lead there. In his number one spot, a.k.a. Brett Moffitt, is 13 markers back of that 98 truck. Stuart Friesen is third. Ben Rhodes, fourth. Johnny Sauter's issues on Friday night. He is still in the fifth position. That is your top five. Xfinity, of course, off for another week. Tyler Reck is your points leader there. And we're back to the Cup Series, folks. Man, this was an interesting race. In one of the more enjoyable races, even though my driver didn't do so well, but the activity on in Kansas Speedway was off the hook, man. I left there pumped up there, and maybe seeing the package live instead of watching on the TV set there, but Kansas was off the hook. Fans were chatting it up right there at the end of this race. Brad Keselowski, your winner of the Digital Ally 400 there. Lead chances, this thing was up for grabs. Let's take a look at our full field rundown right now. Cody Ware finished shotgun in the field. Timmy Hill, 39th. Joey Gase in the 38th position. Landon Castle, 37th. Matt DiBenedetto had issues late with the engine failure. Finished 36th. Reed Sorensen, 34th. Quinn Hoff, 34th. Bailey Curry, 33rd. And this was a head-scratcher as well. I talked about earlier about the big dogs of the sport. Ryan Blaney was one of them. Ryan Blaney, an off night, man. He finished in the 32nd spot, man. And I thought coming into this weekend, he was going to be a factor in this race. And it turns the opposite way. He was out the left field for all much of the night. 32nd, Ross Chastain, come off that huge, ginormous victory in the Truck Series. 31st, Kyle Busch. Tire issues late. Contact. Kyle Busch, 30th. Top 10 streak over for him. And I believe the beard might be going away after that. Bubba Wallace. Oh, man. My heart is sunk for him right now in a 29th spot. And actually, I saw him even I did not have a chance to go over there to get anything signed from him, but he was over at the trailer over there on Saturday just before we went in. So, and I did not see the press conference. I have yet to see the press conference of him, but so from what I read from Twitter, it was not good. So prayers up for Bubba Wallace, though. But the unfortunate struggles of Richard Petty Motorsports continues for that 43 race team. Right there, Ty Dillon 28th, David Reagan 27th, Michael McDowell 26th. The Bulldogs are barking. Brian Priest 25th, Paul Menard 24th, Ryan Newman 23rd, Corey LaJoie 22nd, Matt Tiff finished respectable 21st spot right there. William Byron, who started up front but finished 20th right there. Martin Truex Jr., as I noted earlier on tonight in this podcast, 19th. This is annoying dog continues to bark. Daniel Hemric, 18th. Austin Dillon, 17th. Denny Hamlin in the 16th position. And Joey Logano rallied it for him to finish in the 15th spot. He was at one point a lap down in this one, finishes 15th. Daniel Suarez, 14th, and Kevin Harvick, the most laps led in this race over the weekend. 104 laps to be exact. Once again, for the second straight race at Kansas, the dominant car, issues on pit road, cost him, and Harvick in that Ford team still 0 in the win column. Finished 13th. Eric Almirola, one of those cars that started in the back of the field, he ended up in the 12th position right there. And outside of your top 10 position, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who took the lead late in this race, drove around Alex, I believe it was Alex Bowman, for the race lead. I think. I'm pretty sure I'm not. But I was up for another, though. He took the lead late in this race there. He led 11 laps, and for sure we were going to have an upset. Bowman, Stenhouse up here, Chris Buescher was up front. What's this race? And I got to tell you, Chris Buescher, speaking of Chris Buescher, for JTG Doherty Racing in 10th as we entered EG3 Top 10, Chris Buescher, you got to give attaboy to him right there. Finally, capitalizes on a solid effort for that 37 team in the 10th spot. Tyler Reddick, your defending Xfinity champion. Whew! Had an outstanding run. He started 21st and ended up in the 9th position. Boy, that was awesome. And he was as high as 4th in his race. And we saw Tyler Reddick right in front of us on pit road there prior to, well, it was probably an hour before driver introduction right there. He was signing autographs right there. So Reddick in the 9th spot. Kyle Larson, who's started in the back of the field, finished 8th. Kurt Busch, 7th. Jimmy Johnson comes home in the 6th spot there. That 48 car came in life late in the race there. We saw that live in person. Clint Bowyer, 5th. Chase Elliott, your Stage 2 winner, finished in the 4th spot. Led 45 laps in this one. And we covered your top 3. Early on tonight in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, Chase Elliott. Excuse me, Eric Jones, 3rd. Alex Bowman led 63 laps in this one. And only to see Brad Keselowski close the deal. 12 laps left for Keselowski. 3rd win in 19 for Brad Keselowski. And the points keep adding up for that 2 car as we head to the All-Star break this weekend at Charlotte. The All-Star weekend Saturday for the Cup and the Trucks. We turn the track on Friday night as well. We get the screen switched up here. Switching screens here. The North Carolina Education Lottery 200 this Friday night on FS1. 7:30 local time. That's 8:30 Eastern time for those of you who live out east, west coast. Y'all can figure it out yourselves. And All-Star Weekend for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series kicks off, course, with the Monster Energy Open on Saturday. And, of course, the main event, the Monster Energy NASCAR All-Star Race with the tweaks that it is follows that. And, of course, you got to go qualify as well there. Fun qualifying format as well. Eddie Gritter III for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Big D out here as well, enjoying some nice weather here this evening, changing up a little bit, and having the show outdoors feels good while the dog continues to bark at the little dog over there here across the screen over there. But yeah, man, Alex Bowman. I mean, I went out on a limb here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. You only hear it first right here. Bowman, I think, could cash it in. 600 or Pocono. One of those two races, I think he's going to get it done. I mean, they've hit on something. And not only just him. Chase Elliott's been running well here as of late. Chase Elliott led a lot of laps at Dover. Led more laps here at Kansas. Of course, Elliott won a race there. Jimmy Johnson trying to turn things around. The inconsistency here. And Jimmy Johnson read an article here last night about Jimmy Johnson, that 48 team. We'll have EG3 helmet stickers here in a minute. Jimmy Johnson, you know, having a sense of urgency in that team, saying that, you know, he's losing, quote unquote, you know, from the article I read, talking about Jimmy Johnson, that 48 team, or Jimmy specifically, is starting to lose patience. I mean, right now, he's on a 71 race losing streak. Or losing, probably got the wrong word, winless drought for him right now. Seven-time champion right now. Obviously, he's trying to work in Kevin Mindering right now. But, I mean that team, that 48, turned out the wick late in this race there. We saw him pass a few cars. He was in the top 15. Then he started picking them off one at a time right there. But you gotta wonder now, is the patience, he's starting to lose patience now. Obviously, he's still getting outrun by Elliott, but now you got Alex Bowman up there running well and up there leading laps there, and should have really closed the deal right there, but has not done that yet. And even you probably throw William Byron in there, starting up there up front with Chad Knaus. So right now the Chevys, in particular, really, I mean, we talked about early on, you know, Kurt Busch leading that brigade of Chevys right now. Kyle Larson trying to turn things around. That's just two straight top tens for him. Bowman, Elliott right now. So Johnson is third fiddle, in my opinion, still, of that team right now. Chase Elliott still leading that brigade right now. But Bowman, I think Alex Bowman's hopped him for second best driver in Inherent Motorsports right now. That's what you think, Big D? Yeah, that's what you think. So that's my opinion on the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast. Bowman has really taken reins. Greg Ives, they're clicking right now. And I've gone out on a limb on them. They are going to win within the next couple weeks. Either Pocono or Charlotte. I call it right here. Mark it down, Big D. 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Alex Bowman either gets the victory lane in the biggest race of the year, 600, longest race of the year, 600, or just so based on what we saw at Kansas, yes. I mean, Charlotte is a different animal. You know, the transition of the tracks, you even throw in the package with it as well. But right now, that 88 squad has, they're rolling right now. And, you know, they're not closing in stage wins like they did at Dover last week. They're not closing out the win. They're getting passed right there. Bowman was disappointed. But right now, I mean, all signs right now pointing that team getting the victory lane at some point in the summer. This is Eric Almirola territory. You're talking Alex Bowman. I mean, we're waiting. We're just waiting on Eric Almirola last year. Eric Almirola. I mean, leading laps, but can't close the deal. New Hampshire, Chicagoland. And finally, Talladega seized the opportunity over Kurt Busch last fall. This is falling in that lines of Eric Almirola, Alex Bowman. I think he's going to get it done within the next couple weeks. There, and put himself in the playoff conversation. I don't have the standings in front of me right now, but as Big D gets the standings out right now, we'll just check on the top five in the Cup Series. Heading off to the All-Star weekend here, Joey Logano lead has shrunk, even though with the Kyle Busch situation there. Actually, there's a new leader in the clubhouse there. Joey Logano, 9 over Kyle Busch. Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott up into the top 5 in points now. And Brad Keselowski is 5th. And when you go down here, Alex Bowman is 12th. Daniel Suarez, 13th. Eric Jones, 14th. Kyle Larson's put himself back into the top 16 contention. And Jimmy Johnson, that final car in that slot in 16. So, yeah, after this All-Star weekend, yeah, we're going to be starting talking about paying attention to the playoffs now. This playoff talk is going to start up pretty soon. So, better look out for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, EG3 Hummus Sticker Time. My favorite segment of the podcast. Y'all know what it is. Let's get on to it. EG3 Hummus Stickers of the Week in the Trucks belong to, yeah, he's not going for the championship in the Trucks. Well, he should have switched it because Ross Chastain has run awfully well, and he could be sitting as a points leader, or maybe close to it, if he's not running full-time next Xfinity Series. But, nevertheless, I'm going to give him an EG3 Hummus sticker. Ben Rhodes, EG3 Hummus sticker. And Austin Hill, EG3 Hummus sticker. There on the Cup side, Brad Keselowski, Eric Jones, Chris Buescher, and Big D's honorable mention, he gave me Tyler Reddick. That's a good one right there. So your EG3 Hummus stickers of the Kansas weekend. Let's get it one more time. Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski, Eric Almirola, Ben Rhodes, Austin Hill, Ross Chastain, and Tyler Reddick, your EG3 Hummus stickers of the week. Thanks for tuning in tonight on the EG3 Three Wide Podcast. Eddie Greer III coming off pretty much a terrific weekend, even though my driver did not do so hot. He was out the right field pretty much all week, if you ask me. But they got some work to do there coming back. But anyways, not taking away the spotlight, Ross Chastain cashing win number one in the Trucks, and Brad Keselowski scoring win number three of the 2019 season. And I say the best for last tonight. That's right, the NASCAR Communications. This is the third, at least the third time, maybe the fourth time, that NASCAR's had issues lining up drivers before the start of the race and wasting laps. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, we're past the first quarter of the NASCAR season. We are getting still issues of people line up in the right way. I listen to the 19 radio throughout majority of the night, back and forth between Chase Elliott's team and Kyle Larson's team. But this is ridiculous. This is starting to get ridiculous. Yes, you got a new guy. No David Hoost no more, right? So, you got a new guy up there. I don't even know what's his name. But he's screwing up things up right now, because you're taking 15 minutes and nobody doesn't know what the hell is going on. And I tweeted that. Right, I love it when nobody doesn't have a plan what's going on, and it took laps away. Probably more frustrating than leaders in that instance there. That okay, you're wasting laps because you know drivers aren't listening, or either that or NASCAR Communications is bleeping up the restart order. I mean, Daytona, we saw it. Bristol, Keselowski didn't know where to go, so Keselowski was pissed. And we saw the same thing here. And over the radio, Eric Jones, number 20, was pissed. Truex's team was pissed. Okay. I understand that. And there was obviously the tire coming from them. So that just coughed up a miserable night for that team. And 48 wanted some answers there. They couldn't get lined up straight. And the issues with these stupid lap cars. So, yeah, they're gonna have to get their act together here at some point. You know, figure it out. You have computers there, and you're still getting it wrong. So, do what you gotta do, but don't waste laps doing it, because you're taking away action. Especially what we saw out on that racetrack up in Kansas City was the best racing I've seen all year long, and not taking away anything from Richmond or Texas. The last time this pack was on a mile and a half racetrack there, we saw quite a bit of passing there. But Kansas, to this point, the mile and a half track we saw from a fan perspective, that was some great-ass racing right there. And we're screwing around with NASCAR not getting the order right of restart order. So that was frustrating in that point. So y'all got to get your act together, NASCAR. Get it right. And let's not waste 10, 15, let's not waste 20 minutes on trying to figure out the restart there. I'm sure it's going to be brought up tomorrow on the Loose Lugs podcast. I'm sure of it. I bet you it'll be brought up. We're going to talk about some more with AJ and Ryan on the Loose Lugs podcast. Obviously, this is recorded on Tuesday. This will be up probably late tomorrow night after I get done with the Loose Lugs podcast. So definitely be out on the lookout for part one of the crossover. While I'm on it, let's just get it off. We're just getting on right now. The crossover, part one, tomorrow. Three wide meets the Loose Lugs. And then, of course, in the month, I believe it's May 28th, following the biggest day of racing, we will have AJ on right here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast to break everything down, including the Indianapolis 500. I cannot wait. I'm so pumped up to talk more racing tomorrow night. So you're going to be hearing me twice this week. Here, obviously, on my own show, the 3-1 NASCAR podcast, and the Loose Lugs coming tomorrow night. Can't wait. Top on right there. And Big D reminded me of one more thing before we sign off tonight on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. We got that. And we have an official giveaway here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast beginning right now. We want to continue to spread awareness about our show here in Manhattan, Kansas, the NASCAR show, which has been going on for quite some time now. Hopped on nationally to the NASCAR podcast scene, which a bunch more podcasts out there, which we are very blessed to be associated with, like the PETM podcast, the Lap Traffic podcast, Loose Lugs, the MOATF podcast, which is taking a brief hiatus there, the Final Lap Weekly, and other podcasts out there that you guys need to add to your daily question podcast there. But here's our official giveaway. We want to spread awareness about this podcast. I mean, we're not doing this for fame. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be famous. I want to continue to get this out there to spread the word for people to know that, hey, we got a podcast here too, here in the middle of the United States. For that, our first giveaway is 50 ratings. 50 ratings, 10 reviews, and I'll be giving away 2 diecast of my choice. You heard it right here on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. Official giveaway starting now. 50 ratings. Please leave us a 5-star rating. Please tell your friends about the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. Get the word out there and leave 10 ratings, each of you. I know a lot of people listen to this podcast. 10 ratings. Excuse me. That's right, right? Yeah, 50 ratings, 10. Leave us a review, 10 reviews, 50 ratings, 10 reviews. I will give away 2 diecast of my choice. 2 diecast right here. I'm not going to say what it is right now because we got quite a bit ways to go with that. So definitely give away the EG3 3Y NASCAR podcast. Giveaway right now. 50 ratings. Please leave us a 5-star rating. Please tell your buddies. Please spread the word. You're a loyal listener of this podcast. Please tell your friends about the 3-1 NASCAR podcast and EG3, yours truly. And leave us a review and a total of 10 reviews. And I'll be giving out 2 diecast of my choice. Very excited about that. So definitely the giveaway is on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast beginning right now. I think that covers it. Looking down on my rundown sheet right here, I believe it does for sure. But yeah, All-Star Weekend on Saturday. And yeah, let's talk about this, the cap of the show real quick. Kevin Harvick running the momentum. I'm going to call it the retro car. Let's call it that. I can't get the M word right. Kevin Harvick running the retro car in the All-Star race this weekend, and it's pink. So I thought that was really funny at that, because the deal was he won the championship, he was going to run something cool. If not, he was going to run the other car. Well, this is the other car. The pink 4 car will be on track at Charlotte. So looking forward to see what that does there. We will have an All-Star preview here later on in the week. And of course, I'll be on the Loose Lugs pod this week. Oh, maybe. Coming off a great weekend at Kansas Speedway. And my crew were pretty pumped up about that. Even though my buddy was a little bit disappointed, but he was definitely thrilled that Alex Bowman finished second. He definitely wanted one more spot, but at the end of the night, folks, Brad Keselowski come home with another Kansas win, and Ross Chastain breaking through with a win in the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series as a Kansas Big D. Let's break it down. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for a post-race edition of the podcast, Kansas Style. Thank you, Big D, for your hard work. And thank you guys for listening to tonight's post-race edition of the podcast, Dover Style. Y'all know what it is. All-Star Weekend is upon us. And congratulations to Ross Chastain and Brad Keselowski, your winners this weekend. Loose Lugs Podcast, AJ and Ryan, get ready. The crossover coming up soon. We out.
NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going three wide.